kanikokan nitori akoko wa.
Verse 22.
Ese ikejilelogun.
Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord.
Eyin aya e ma teriba fun awon oko yin gege bi fun Oluwa.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
Nitori pe oko ni se ori aya.
Even as Christ is the head of the church.
Gege bi Kristi ti se ori ijo.
And he is the savior of the body.
Eniyan re un si ni olugbalara.
And let's go to verse 28.
Eya lo si ese ikejidinlogbon.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
He that loveth
his wife loveth himself. For no man ever had hated his own body. Nourisheth and cherisheth it.
Because he came about, he was
as the Lord the church. For this cause, 31. Shall a man leave his father and mother?
Nítorí ìdí èyí lọkùnrin yóò ṣe fi bàbá àti ìyá rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
And shall be joined unto his wife.
Wọ́n sì dàpọ̀ mọ́ aya rẹ̀.
And they two shall be one flesh.
Àwọn méjèèjì á sì di ara kan.
This is a great mystery.
Àṣírí ńlá lè yí.
But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Ṣùgbọ́n èmi ń sọ nípa ti Kristi àti
ìjọ. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she referenced her husband.
Ṣùgbọ́n kí olúkúlùkù yín kí ó fẹ́ràn aya rẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun ti kára rẹ̀ kí aya kí ó sì bẹ̀rù ọkọ rẹ̀.
Now if you look at that passage that we have read.
Tí ẹ bá wo ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì tí a ti kà yìí.
That passage is talking about those who have been married.
Ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì tí a kà yìí ń sọ nípa àwọn tí ó ti ṣe ìgbéyàwó.
But particularly those who have been married in the Lord.
Pàápàá àwọn tí ó ti gbé ìyàwó ní.
In the way of the Lord. And they are ready to comply with the principles and purposes of God for marriage. This passage is not talking to all man or all woman. But it's talking particularly to those who are properly married. And
then
you look at the last verse. It's now talking to individual husband and wife. Let us note that. Now, from the handout, let's read the introduction. God ordained the marriage institution and assigned special relationship roles and corresponding responsibilities for both the husband and wife so that the family unit can function effectively, successfully, and thereby realize the rich experience that comes from marriage relationship. This role must be adopted and exercised in love, in gentleness, in consideration, and in fear of God. This relationship also creates awareness of responsibilities and of demands and problems, which makes it something that we are learning about and growing in it. From the handout in your hand, you can see the duties and responsibilities of the husband and wife as they are summed up in the acrostic for the names by which they are identified. For instance, a husband, by the grace of God, is a father.
Nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run, ọkọ jẹ́ bàbá.
A wife, by the grace of God, is a mother.
Nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run, aya sì jẹ́ ìyá.
So when you say father,
tí a bá wí pé bàbá,
then you must be talking of husband.
A sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọkọ pẹ̀lú.
And the way it is written down,
gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀nà tí a ti kọ́ sílẹ̀,
we are still coming back to this.
A sì ń padà bọ̀ sínú èyí.
But even if you cannot hear or pick anything from what we are saying,
tí ẹ bá sì lè gbọ́ ohunkóhun tàbí rí ohunkóhun mú nínú ohun tí a sọ,
if you go through this thing,
tí ẹ bá
say that everything that a man and a woman is supposed to do, they have been set out in this outline. Now, let's go very quickly. What are the roles of the husband? What are the roles of the husband? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, the Bible says that the husband is the head of who? Of the wife. The husband is the head of the wife. Marriage is the first unitary government that was put forth by God. And every government must have a head. Even though they may be called by different titles. You may call him a king. You may call him a president. You may call him a governor. But in the government of the whole, God has designated the husband as the head. So that in the government of the home, the husband is the head. Now, as the head of the wife, there are certain roles and functions that he is supposed to perform. As the head of the family, he is to stand before God, to seek the mind of God regarding both the spiritual and physical needs of his wife and children. Remember the story of Job. In Job chapter 1, verse 5, this is what Job was usually doing for his family. As the head of the wife, he is also to function as the priest for the wife and family. He is to give them spiritual direction. He is to bring into their life godly discipline. And he is to make sure that all members of his home are saved. If you are a husband here and you have a wife, let it be known to you that God will hold you responsible if you fail to deliver every member of your family to the kingdom of God. As the head of the wife, he is to manifest as the father. He must be kind. He must be gentle. He must be loving. He must be giving. And he must be forgiving. And he must make sure that every member of his family obeys the word of God. So it is not just to be the head. It is head with responsibility. Now, if we talk about the head, every one of us sitting now here, we have a head. And I'm sure you will believe with me also that if by any means the head is removed from the body, what remains? The body is useless. So, when the Bible says the husband is to be the head, we want to look at the husband from the point of view of our physical head. Now, in the head that you have and I have, there are different parts or portions there. For instance, right here, inside, you have the brain. The brain is the organ that controls everything that we do, think, or feel. So, if the husband is to be the head, then it means he must be the think tank for the family. He must be the one that is protecting the family. He must be the think tank. If you look at the physical head again, you have what you call the covering, the air. The air. I'm sure those who don't have it, they know what they are missing. They know what they spend to try and have it. And the hair represents a covering. So as the head of the wife, the husband is responsible for protecting the family, to maintain the glory of the family, so that he does not put shame on the family and anything and everything that he does. In the head we have the eyes. The eyes is to see. You can see good, you can see evil. But as the husband of the wife, you are not supposed to see anything that is negative about your wife. You are not to see the weaknesses and the weak points of your wife. You are to see the good part of it and even mention it and commend her. As the head of the wife, you have ears. Ears. And the ears are to hear. When you are the husband, people may tell you anything about your wife. Don't think that everybody loves you as you are living happily together. So at the head of the wife, you must block your ears from hearing any evil report about your wife. In the head that you carry, you have the mouth. The mouth, when you eat something that is sweet, you enjoy it. And if you eat something that is sour, very quickly you will pour it out. From your mouth, you must make sure that you do not say anything that is derogatory about your wife. You must close your mouth from cursing and insulting your wife. And you must make sure that your word is your word. Your word should not be that of Jacob. It is kin of Esau. You know what I mean. You have some other parts in the body. In the head, you have the nose. What do you smell? You should not smell anything that is bad about your wife. But you should smell, if you smell danger in your family, and you should try to smell danger in your family, then you must try to avert that danger. So the physical head is a representation of the husband as the head of the wife. What again is the role of the wife? If he is the head of the wife, then he is to function as a servant. As a servant. Who is a servant? A servant is somebody whose will and capacities are used in the services of another person. That is, he serves somebody else. Where the Bible calls the husband the head, he also refers to Jesus Christ as the head of the church. And even though Jesus Christ is the head of the church, Jesus went down so low to show several examples of how to be the head and also be a servant.
Láti fi àpẹẹrẹ hàn lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà láti jẹ́ orí àti láti jẹ́ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀.
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 8.
Nínú ìwé Filipi orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndé ìkẹjọ.
Jesus took the form of a servant.
Jésù gbé àwọ̀ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ wọ̀.
In Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
Nínú ìwé Máàkù orí ìkarùndínláàádọ́ta.
Jesus said that he came to serve others.
Jésù wípé òun wá láti wá sin àwọn
ẹlòmíràn. And not to be served.
Kì í sì ṣe pé kí wọ́n sin òun.
In John chapter 13.
Nínú ìwé Jọ́hánù orí ìkẹtàlá.
Verses 12 to 17.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlá dé ìkẹtàdínlógún.
Jesus demonstrated what he meant by being a servant.
Jésù fi ohun tí ó sọ nígbà tó bá sọ pé òun jẹ́ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀.
And he came down and washed the feet of the disciples.
Ó sì rẹ ẹ̀rín sílẹ̀ nípa fífọ ẹsẹ̀ àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀.
In Matthew chapter 20.
Nínú ìwé Matthew orí ogún.
Verses 25 to 28.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n dé ìkejì dín ní ọ̀kan.
Jesus taught that the way to go up to be a master is to be a servant.
Ó gbé ọ̀nà láti lọ sókè ní láti jẹ́ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ nípa lílọ sí òkè.
And to crown it all.
Láti fi adédé gbogbo rẹ̀.
Jesus said in Luke 22 verse 27.
Nínú ìwé Luke orí kejìlélógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
I am in the midst of you.
Èmi wà láàrin yín.
As one that serveth.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí ó ń sìn yín.
So if you are the head of the family.
Nítorí náà tẹ́bá wá jẹ́ orí ìdílé yín.
The head of the wife.
Tẹ́bá jẹ́ orí aya.
That is not in dispute.
A ò bá yín jiyàn eléyìí.
But what we are saying is you have to serve that wife.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí a sọ nígbà láti sin aya yín ni.
When we get further we will know how and where and what we should serve.
A ó mọ báwo ṣe sìn wọn àti lọ́nà tá a gbà sìn wọn.
As the head of the wife.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí orí aya.
He must be a qualitative head.
O gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ adarí tó yanrantí.
Head means leadership.
Tàbá sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ti orí, à ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ti ìdarí.
And leadership is the ability to take subjects along.
Ó sì wá jẹ́ pé agbára láti kó àwọn tí à ń kó lẹ́yìn ní ọ̀nà tí ó dára.
A leader must know the way.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ adarí gbọ́dọ̀ mọ ọ̀nà.
A leader must have vision.
Adarí gbọ́dọ̀ ní ìran.
I must be able to take people along to fulfill that vision.
Ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ lè kó àwọn èèyàn lẹ́yìn láti mú ìran yìí ṣẹ.
In the word of the Lord.
Nínú ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa.
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 16.
Nínú ìwé Genesis orí ìkẹrìndínlógún.
We saw God referring to Adam as the head of Eve.
A rí pé Ọlọ́run tọ́ka sí Adam gẹ́gẹ́ bí orí Efa.
And specifically said that he will be the ruler over Eve.
Ó sì wá sọ nípa tó pé òun ni yóò máa jọba lórí rẹ.
If you turn there you will see.
Tí a bá ṣí síbi eléyàá ò rí níbẹ̀.
And he shall rule over you.
Òun yóò sì máa jọba lórí rẹ.
In another reference in the Bible.
Níbòmíràn nínú Bíbélì.
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 4.
Timothy kìíní orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrin.
The Bible mentions the qualifications of anybody who wants to be in service of God.
Bíbélì sọ nípa ti àwọn àmúyẹ ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá fẹ́ wà nínú iṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
As a bishop or pastor or minister.
Bóyá bíṣọ̀bù tàbí olùṣọ́ àgùntàn tàbí ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
And he says that must be one that ruled well his own house.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ẹni tó ń ṣe àkóso ilé rẹ̀ dáradára.
Having his children in subjection.
Ẹni tó ní àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ ní ìtẹríba.
With all gravity.
Pẹ̀lú ìwà pẹ̀lẹ́ gbogbo.
That is to say.
Eléyìí sọ fún wa wípé.
The husband is the ruler over the wife.
Ọkọ ni alákòóso tàbí olùdarí nínú ilé rẹ̀.
But as the ruler in the house.
Ṣùgbọ́n gẹ́gẹ́ bí olùdarí tàbí alákòóso nínú ilé.
He must live with good example.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ máa gbé pẹ̀lú àwọn àpẹẹrẹ rere.
He must be honest.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ olótìtọ́.
He must walk right.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ tó rìn déédéé.
He must keep his words.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ máa pa àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ mọ́.
He must be open to criticism.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ yẹ pé tó bá yẹ pé tó bá kẹ́gàn rẹ̀ ó gbọ́dọ̀ gbà á mọ́ra ní ọ̀nà tó dára.
And he must maintain clean relationship with everybody.
Kó sì ní ìbáṣepọ̀ tí ó dára pẹ̀lú àwọn èèyàn gbogbo.
As the head of the wife.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí orí aya.
The husband is also supposed to be a steward.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ tàbí ẹni tí ó ń sin ni.
He is supposed to be a steward.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ tàbí ẹni tí ó ń sin ni.
Stewardship implies the position of responsibility.
Tí a bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa jẹ́ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ ó ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ipò jíjẹ́ ẹni tó ní ojúṣe tí ó dára.
Of somebody who is keeping the resources that belong to somebody.
Ẹni tó ń pa àwọn ohun ìní tó jẹ́ ti ẹlòmíràn mọ́.
The husband needs to know and agree.
Ọkọ ńlá tí mo sì gbọ́dọ̀ gbà.
That the wife that you have.
Wípé aya ti ẹni.
It is God that has given it to you.
Ọlọ́run ni ó fi fún yín.
If you look at Proverbs 18:22, it says, whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 19:14, it says, a prudent wife is of the Lord. That is to say that the wife you have is from the Lord. And that is also to show that you are a steward to God over that woman. And you have to be sure that God will hold you responsible how you manage this wife and manage your home. So, in these four ways, he is to be the head of the wife. The second role of the husband is that he is to love his wife. He is to love his wife in three different places. In the passage that we read, God emphasized this point. If you look at verse 25, let's go there. It says, husband, love your wives. Let's take it that way. Go to verse 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. And if you go again to verse 33, it says, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. The second important role of the husband to the wife is to love the wife. Love forms the foundation of marriage. And it is the most important building stone in the family. It is a divine command from God. And it is not optional. It's not that if I like, I will love her. If I don't like, I will not love her. The husband is called to sacrifice himself to love the wife as himself. Even when the wife is not behaving well, love is very important in marriage. Love is the cornerstone and the greatest building block for a happy and successful marriage relationship. Love is the power that sustains the family. Everything in the home revolves around love. Love is like a cloth that when you are washing it, it never fades. Love is the greatest key to a healthy and lasting marriage. If there is real love in the home, both of them will overlook what some other people will complain over. Love will make them to forgive and forget and face reality. So love is very important in marriage. And this is why it is an important role of the husband to the wife. If the husband is going to love the wife, then there are certain things that he has to do. He has to love her with agape kind of love.
Láti fẹ́ràn rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìfẹ́ ti Ọlọ́run.
Agape kind of love.
Ìfẹ́ bí ti Ọlọ́run.
When we were studying about love in our search the scripture.
Nígbà tí a ń gbé ìfẹ́ yẹ̀wò nínú yíyẹ Bíbélì wa wò.
We are told that there are four categories of love.
A sọ fún wa pé ìpẹ́lẹ̀ ìfẹ́ mẹ́rin ni ó wà.
We have a getting love.
A ní ìfẹ́ tó rí gbà.
We have a caring love.
A ní ìfẹ́ tá fi ń ṣe ìtọ́jú ẹni.
We have a sharing love.
A ní ìfẹ́ tá fi ń múni ṣe àjọpín.
And we have a giving love.
Àti ìfẹ́ tó wà nínú wa tá fi ń fúnni.
All the four are very important between the husband and the wife.
Mẹ́rẹ̀ẹ̀rin wọ̀nyí ló ṣe pàtàkì láàrin ọkọ àti aya.
But for the marriage to succeed.
Ní ìgbéyàwó náà láti ní àṣeyọrí.
For the marriage to be able to sustain all the problems of marriage.
Fún ìgbéyàwó náà láti lè dojú kọ gbogbo àwọn ìṣòro tó lè wá.
Then the agape kind of love is what must operate between the husband and the wife.
Ìfẹ́ bíi ti Ọlọ́run ló gbọ́dọ̀ wà láàrin ọkọ àti aya.
It is important.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
And the man must learn to do this.
Ọkùnrin gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́ láti ṣe eléyìí.
If the husband is going to love the wife.
Tí ọkọ yóò bá fẹ́ràn aya rẹ̀.
What else can he do?
Kí ni àwọn mìíràn tí yóò tún ṣe?
He must try to improve the love. By common courtesy.
O gbọ́dọ̀ rí pé ìfẹ́ yìí ń dàgbà sí nípa ti ìwà pẹ̀lẹ́ tí ó dára.
Common courtesy.
Nípa ti ìwà pẹ̀lẹ́ tí ó dára.
When we say courtesy.
Tẹ bá sọ nípa ìwà tí ó dára.
We are talking about love in little things.
À ń sọ nípa ti ìfẹ́ nínú ohun kékèké.
Love in little things.
Ìfẹ́ nínú ohun kékèké.
Courtesy is very very important between the husband and the wife.
Tẹ bá sọ nípa ìwà tí ó dá eléyìí ṣe pàtàkì láàrin ọkọ àti aya.
Courtesy makes the husband and the wife to respect and appreciate each other.
Ìfẹ́ àwọn tí ó dá ó máa mú kí aya kan bọ̀ fara wọn ọkọ àti aya kan bọ̀ fara wọn kó sì máa bọ́lá fara wọn pẹ̀lú.
Husband must show honor.
Ọkọ gbọ́dọ̀ fi ọlá hàn.
Understanding.
Ìmòye.
And appreciation.
Àti ìmọrírì.
Towards his wife.
Sí aya rẹ̀.
Because if you don't do this.
Tó tẹ ò bá ṣe eléyìí.
Then it means that you underrate the position of your wife.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí pé kò nání ipò aya yín.
It means that you take her for granted.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí pé ẹ ò kà á sí.
And you bring her to a lower portion of life.
Ẹ wá fi sí ipò tí ó wà ní ilẹ̀ nínú ayé.
Whereas it's your other self.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹnìkejì ni ó jẹ́.
If you want to love your wife with courtesy.
Tẹ bá fẹ́ fẹ́ràn aya yín pẹ̀lú ìwà tí ó dára.
Then you must learn to do certain things.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́ láti máa ṣe àwọn ohun kan.
By courtesy.
Nípa ìbọ̀wọ̀ fún.
You must be able to solve every misunderstanding.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ lè yanjú gbogbo àríyànjiyàn tí yóò wáyé.
And to be able to do this.
Láti lè ṣe eléyìí.
There are two words that I want to give to you today.
Ọ̀rọ̀ méjì ni mo fẹ́ fi fún yín lónìí.
The first one is I am sorry.
Àkọ́kọ́ ni pé má bínú.
The second one is pardon me.
Èkejì ni dáríjì mi.
Whether husband or wife.
Bóyá ọkọ tàbí aya.
These two words must be in the mouth of both of you.
Ọ̀rọ̀ méjèèjì gbọ́dọ̀ wà lẹ́nu ẹ̀yin méjèèjì.
If you want to enjoy your marriage.
Ṣé bá fẹ́ gbádùn ìgbéyàwó?
But because we as husband we always want to claim the head position.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwa gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkọ tó gbà máa fẹ́ sọ pé àwa ni a jẹ́ orí.
This word must be in our mouth more than anyone else.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ méjì wọ̀nyí ó gbọ́dọ̀ wà lẹ́nu ẹnikẹ́ni lọ.
There are some men who find it disgracing for them to say sorry to their wife.
Àwọn ọkùnrin mìíràn wà wọ́n rí gẹ́gẹ́ bí àrífí tàbí ohun àbùkù láti sọ wípé má bínú fún aya wọn.
There are some when they know they have offended they feel that they cannot and will not say please pardon me.
Àwọn ọkùnrin mìíràn wà pẹ̀lú tó bá rí pé àwọn ti ṣẹ̀ wọn ò ní lè sọ wípé jọ̀wọ́ dáríjì mi fún aya wọn.
If you truly love that your wife.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí ẹ bá fẹ́ràn ọkọ yìí ní tòótọ́. Aya yìí ní tòótọ́.
These two words must be close to your mouth.
Àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ méjì wọ̀nyí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ súnmọ́ ẹnu yín
tipẹ́tipẹ́. And settle every misunderstanding.
Láti lè yanjú gbogbo àwọ̀ tí ó lè wáyé.
If there is courtesy in your marriage.
Tí ìbọ̀wọ̀ fún bá wà nínú ìgbéyàwó yìí.
Everything that expresses disrespect.
Ohun gbogbo tó lè mú àìbọ̀wọ̀ fún jáde wá.
Will not appear in your marriage.
Yóò fara hàn nínú ìgbéyàwó yìí.
Because you will respect your wife as you respect yourself.
Ṣé pé ẹ bu ọ̀wọ̀ fún aya gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ ti ń bọlá fún ara
yín. As you care for yourself, you will care for your wife.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹ ṣe ìtọ́jú ara yín, ẹ máa ṣe ìtọ́jú ara yín.
What you want the wife to do to you, you will do to your wife.
Ohunkóhun tí ẹ bá fẹ́ kí aya yín ṣe sí inú náà ni ẹ ó ṣe sí
padà. So you must allow courtesy in your marriage.
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ gba ìbọ̀wọ̀ fún lá
with courtesy in the marriage, you must give the privacy of even your wife to your wife. Privacy. For instance, if your wife is in your in the bathroom, and the door is locked, well, you are the husband, no doubt. But God said demands that you should knock before you enter. Some people may disagree with me, but I think that is the right thing to do. Maybe when we come to question time, people will take me up on that. And for instance, if you have a letter, and your wife, your husband picks your letter, I expect that your husband should bring that your letter to you. And then even if he's going to open it, it may be or must be in your presence. So we must try to give the privacy of the husband and that of the wife to each one. There are three miracle words that you must always use if you want to show love to your wife. The first one,
akoko,
please.
Jowo,
please. There are some husbands that have taken their wife as their house girl. They will not show any sign of courtesy, even if they want them to do something for them. Give me that thing. As if he's talking to the house girl.
You
should not be so. So you should respect your wife. The second word is thank you. Thank you. For instance, if your wife gives you a good soup, and a good food, and you finish eating that food, well, you must know that some effort has been put into that food. And even though you have provided the money, the money cannot go to the market. The money cannot prepare that food. Somebody has prepared that food. And if the food is not good, you will complain. But if the food is good, reasonably,
you
say that you should say, my life, I love, I enjoy that food. Thank you. You see, when you say thank you,
she
will do better next time. So as the husband, let's have this second word in our hand. What is the first one? Please. What is the second one? And the third one is, pardon me. There is no way there will be no misunderstanding between the family. And whoever is wrong and knows that he has done something wrong, then don't delay. My dear, please, pardon me. I am sorry. I will not do so again. And that's the end of it.
Yes,
that word pardon is very, very important. Because if you don't use it, and you are keeping grudge between yourselves, if you pray, you are wasting your time. If you worship God, you are wasting your time. If you give to God, it will not be acceptable. Did not the word of God say, if you bring your offering to the altar and you remember that somebody has offended you, go home first and reconcile with them, then come back and give your offering? So you don't want your relationship with God to be strained, then that word pardon must not be too big in your mouth.
To
say either to your wife or to your husband. So these three words, I challenge every husband here to memorize it. Not only memorize it, But begin to use it from this night. If you have not been using it, I know the men here, they are good men. And I know they have been using it. But in case there is anyone who has not been using it, that is why we are reminding ourselves. Another thing you should learn to do. If you want to express love to your wife, is to complain less. There are some husbands, if they are coming home from work and they see the cloth of on the ground, they see the children's plaything on the ground, they see this one on that place, oh, look at this, look at this, this is a dirty thing. Well, okay, remember that this woman you live in the house, she has to cook for you, she has to take care of the children, she has to take care of your food, and all of this thing within the short time that she has. So if you are coming, it is not too much, it is not too big, you pick this thing, take it from there, put it where it should be. You can even call the children, this play thing, don't put them here again, so that you don't lose them. Or when you finish, always put them there. But if you come today, you complain. You come tomorrow, you complain. You become a terror to the wife, even to the children. So God expects you to love your wife in these ways that we have mentioned. The third principal relationship of the husband is that let's go to our handout, is to be the husband. This is where we are going to use this thing that we have. He is going to be the husband.
My
copy. He is to be the husband. Now, if you look at that thing that you have in your hand, you have the acrostic of a husband. Let's just read them together. H stands for holy in conscience, showing honor, appreciation, and thoughtfulness to the wife. U stands for understanding in conversation, criticism, and forgiving in conflict. S stands for strong in caring and exercising responsibility in love, consideration, and fear of God. B stands for blameless at home and abroad as a family role model. A stands for absolute faithfulness, blameless fidelity, and commitment to the marriage relationship. N stands for noble in courage and decisive in maintaining authority in his home. D, it means he must be dependable in providing for the spiritual and domestic needs of the family. You husbands here, including my humble self, are you that kind of a husband? There are different kinds of husbands. And whether you like it or not, all so-called husbands can be classified into one of these five different ways. You have figurehead husband. Figurehead husband. Just let me say, let them say, I don't have a husband. A husband that has no job. The wife is feeding her, the wife will give him transport fare. In fact, there is one in our area, the wife will give her money to buy cigarette to smoke. That's just a figurehead husband. You have ceremonial husband. Ceremonial husband. If I go out and there's nobody with me, then they will not respect me. But not that he's performing the function that he's supposed to do. You have filling gap husband. Filling gap just to make sure that there is somebody in the house. And then you have husband only for the bed. Only for the bed. No responsibility to the wife, to the children, to the education, just for the bed. And you have a reliable and dependable husband. And that is the one we have described in this place. And I plead that all we husbands should strive to be like that kind of a husband. What if the husband is the husband of the wife? Then he must be the sexual partner of the wife. Sex is one of the normal things in marriage. It has the permission of God. It has also the blessing of God. And sex is one sensitive area of marriage that can easily cause disunity in the home. If you see a couple that is joyous and they are compatible, go and check properly. Their sex life is right. It's right. They must be having good sexual time. Both husband and wife had sexual needs. Both husband and wife have sexual needs. So not one of you must deprive the other of it. Even animals, they have sexual needs. That is fact number one about sex.
It's
fact number two. Sex strengthens the cord of love in the family. So, husband and wife, don't use sex to punish either of yourselves. Don't shirk that responsibility. The fact number three. God expects both husband and wife to find pleasure when they are having sex. You must enjoy sex. If you don't enjoy it, you have just wasted your time. So for you to enjoy sexual relationship, you must know the techniques before, during, and after sexual intercourse. Technique number one. If there is misunderstanding between you, you must settle that quarrel before you think of having sex. Because sex has to do with the heart. If the heart of either of you is not right,
and
you say you have sex, you are just wasting your time. Number two, you must try to be neat and clean. There are some women that are dirty. Sorry to use that word. There are some men that are dirty. In fact, man to man, if you stand near some men, you come nearer, the odor from the mound will be sending you back. In some cases, there are some women too that if you get near them, the odor is repulsive. So if you want to enjoy sexual relationship, you must try to be neat and clean. This reminds me of something that happened when we were very young. We were in polygamous setting then, and we were sharing sex week by week for the women. On the week that it's the turn of this particular woman, as early as 6 p.m., she will have gone to have a bath, put the powder, put lavender, and sit conspicuously very close to the door of our father. And we who were very young then, we were suspecting that something was going to happen. And this has been the regular thing with this woman. This is to attract the man. So you should try and attract your man to yourself. Attract your woman to yourself by being neat and clean. Now, another thing you must learn to do is that you must try to have privacy. Lock the door when you are going to have sex. It amazes me, those of us who are living in single room, and some are so fond of thinking that these children they have are still babies. And in the
full
glare of these children, they are having sex. It is not right. We had one serious, one sad experience one day. A couple were living together. And they have two children. A boy and a girl. When the husband and the wife had gone to war, the son now called the daughter. Come, let's do as daddy and mommy used to do. This is not funny. This is exactly what happened. Let's do as daddy and mommy used to do. And before you know it, the lady was on the ground and the boy was on her.
So
we were passing, we say, what are you doing?
And
they, as daddy and mommy are doing, they
didn't
hide it. They did not hide it. So privacy is very important if you want to enjoy sex.
Look,
there are many ways you can do it. And there's not a time you cannot have sex. If it's the time the children are around, you can send them an errand. How many minutes do you need?
Amen.
But please, what I am saying is you need privacy. Amen.
Ami.
Okay. You need privacy. And the last thing you must learn to do is that, you know, this is a two-way communication. Then, when you are doing this, you must be talking to yourself. Don't think that as you are enjoying, your wife is enjoying. Don't think that as your wife is enjoying, the husband is enjoying. You should be talking to yourself if you are trying or going to enjoy yourselves in sexual relations. You are husband and wife.
So
you are free to do anything with yourself. And God will not hold you responsible for doing it. So this is fact number three. The fact number four about sex is that sex outside marriage is sin. There are many men who have starved their husband of sex. There are many men who have starved their wife of sex. There are many wives that have starved their husband of sex. And we have seen a situation. Anytime the husband comes near, leave me, don't worry me. One day this man was coming from work, and his friend just invited him to a pepper soup joint. Before they sat down, two strangers have sat with them. And before you know what is happening, when the man was ready to go, daddy, please, are you going this way? Please, can you help me to that place? Before you know what was happening, the woman was in the car of this man. What the woman in the house will not do, the woman started doing it even right from the vehicle. And when he got to the place,
say,
this is my house. Okay. Calm down. The woman said, no, where I'm saying now. Come in now. I'm the only one living here. There's no problem. The man was tempted and he entered. Before he knew what is happening, something happened. I said, when are you coming again? And it now became the regular for the man. The woman was depriving the man. The woman in the house was depriving the man. But the woman outside is ready for it. Many of you are giving pastors problems. Strange woman has taken your husband. If you trace it well, many of us are responsible. So go and read your Bible. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. Proverbs chapter 7, from verse 5 to 27, you will see what the Bible has to say there. So the only legitimate sex partner you have is your husband. You must make sure that you don't deprive yourself. The fact number 5 about marriage, about sex, is that sex is for reproduction. Sex is for reproduction. Now, if the husband is the husband of the wife, then they must have one flesh relationship. Because the Bible says, and the two shall become one. For them to have this one flesh relationship, there are three areas that they must watch. They must have spiritual oneness. And that is, they must function together in Bible reading, in prayer, in fasting, in worship, in praying, in giving, and everything that is of God.
Ntọ́nà gbọ́dọ̀ máa ṣiṣẹ́ papọ̀ nínú ẹ̀kọ́ Bíbélì, nínú àdúrà, nínú àwẹ̀, nínú ìjọsìn Ọlọ́run, nínú kíkọ ìyìn sí Ọlọ́run àti ohun gbogbo tó ní ṣe ti Ọlọ́run.
Then there is physical oneness.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ọ̀kan nípa ti ara.
You have to go out together.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ máa jùmọ̀ jáde pọ̀.
Do things together.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ máa ṣe ohun pọ̀.
As far as possible.
Ní ọ̀nà tí ó bá tọ́ àti
bí ó ṣe yẹ tó. And there is soul oneness.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ ní ọkàn kan pẹ̀lú.
One soul.
Ọkàn kan yẹn gbọ́dọ̀ ní.
And you can only cultivate this by having regular communication.
Ere ile sile mudagba soke nipa biba ara yin so lore kore.
If there is no communication in the house.
Ti ko ba si ba ni so ninu ile.
There will be no information.
Ko ni si iroyin.
If there is no information.
Ti a ba wa ri iroyin gba lati odo ara wa.
There will be no understanding.
Ko ni si oye tabi igboro eniye.
If there is no understanding.
Ti ko ba si igboro eniye.
There will be no love.
Ko ni si ife.
And if there is no love.
Ti ko ba wa si ife.
There will be no relationship.
Ko ni si ibasepo.
So maintain one flesh relationship.
Nítorí ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ máa ní ìbáṣepọ̀ ti ẹran ara kan.
As the husband of the wife.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọkọ aya.
Please note the following.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe àkíyèsí àwọn eléyìí.
You have to learn to do kind things.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́ láti máa ṣe ohun tí ó dára.
Do kind things.
Àwọn ohun rere.
I'm going to be fast now.
Ní báyìí máa yára kánkán.
Says take care of your wife.
Ìkẹfà ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ máa tọ́jú aya yín.
When she's sick.
Nígbà tó bá ń ṣe àìsàn.
When she's pregnant.
Nígbà tó bá lóyún.
Or when she has just given birth.
Tàbí tó bá ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bímọ.
Don't leave her alone to eat.
Ẹ jọ̀rọ̀ ẹ má ṣe dá aya yín dá gbogbo rẹ̀.
It can lead to frustration.
Eléyìí lè mú ìporúru tàbí ìdákúrú ọkàn wá.
Number two.
Ìkejì.
Don't use bad or abusive language on your wife.
Ẹ má ṣe lo ọ̀rọ̀ ebú tàbí ọ̀rọ̀ búburú lórí aya yín.
Know that your wife is a very sensitive person.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ mọ̀ pé aya yín jẹ́ ohun ẹlẹgẹ́.
Be careful how you talk to her.
Ẹ jọ̀ ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ máa ṣọ́ra bí ẹ ti ń bá a sọ̀rọ̀.
If you have to go out.
Ẹ bá ń láti jáde.
Try to go out with your wife.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ kọ́ láti máa jáde pẹ̀lú aya yín.
And if you are invited to a place.
Tàbá sọ wá pé yín sí ibì kan.
And both of you have to go.
Tí ó sì jẹ́ pé ìmí èjìlẹ̀ gbọ́dọ̀ lọ.
And you have something to give in that place.
Ẹ sì ní ohun kan láti fi sílẹ̀ níbẹ̀.
My dear brother.
Arákùnrin mi ọ̀wọ́n.
Even if you package that money.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé yín ti pàápàá lẹ fi owó yìí sínú àpò ìwé.
In the envelope.
Sínú àpò ìwé.
When you are in the presence of that man you want to give or woman.
Tó bá ní wá níwájú ọkùnrin náà tàbí obìnrin náà tẹ́ fẹ́ fún ní ohun náà.
Before then give the envelope to your wife.
Kó tó tó àkókò náà mú fún aya yín.
And let your wife present it.
Kó sì jẹ́ pé aya yín ni yóò fi ohun náà sílẹ̀.
I don't know if any of us have had a bitter experience from the wife.
Mi ò mọ̀ bí ẹnikẹ́ni wa ti rí ìrírí tí ó kúrò nípa ti aya rẹ̀.
If you go with your wife and you now present something when she's with you.
Tẹ bá lọ pẹ̀lú aya yín tẹ bá yẹ kẹ́ gẹ́bí ọkọ lẹ́wọ́n fi náà sílẹ̀ nígbà tí aya wà pẹ̀lú yín.
That night is not going to be pleasant.
Irú àṣàlẹ̀ bẹ̀ kì yóò dára tó tẹ bá délé.
So if you have a wife, give your wife to give to that somebody.
Nítorí náà tẹ bá lọ pẹ̀lú aya yín, ẹ rí pé aya yín ni ó fi òun náà sílẹ̀ bó ṣe lè gbà pé ni ó ti jáde wá.
It is important.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
It shows respect and oneness to the wife.
Ó fi ìṣọ̀kan àti ọ̀wọ̀ hàn fún aya ni.
Your wife is not a perfect somebody.
Ẹ rántí pé aya yín kò jẹ́ ẹni tí ó pé o.
So don't bring out the weaknesses you notice in her life.
Nítorí ẹ má sì máa tọ́ka sí àwọn àléébù tàbí àìlera tí ẹ ṣàkíyèsí nínú rẹ̀.
Sometimes look for good qualities in this man, in your wife.
Ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà máa rí àwọn ohun tí ó dára nínú aya yín.
Number the next one, your wife is not your slave.
Nítorí ìtí ó kàn ni pé aya yín kìí ṣe ẹrú tàbí ọmọ ọ̀dọ́ yín.
And it is normal for you to give her helping hand.
Nítorí ó jẹ́ ohun tí ó tọ́ fún láti máa ràn án lọ́wọ́.
In domestic duties in the house.
Nínú iṣẹ́ ilé.
You can help her to wash.
Ẹ lè ràn án lọ́wọ́ nípa
fífọ abọ́. To clean the house.
Láti máa wẹ àwọn ọmọ
tàbí láti carry water.
Láti gbé omi pọn omi.
To wash the clothes.
Láti fọ àwọn aṣọ.
Some husbands will say no, that's not my duty.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọkọ ni yóò wípé eléyìí kìí ṣe ojúṣe mi o.
But honestly, where there is love.
Ṣùgbọ́n ká sọ lótìítọ́ níbi tí ìfẹ́ bá wà.
This is a normal thing.
Eléyìí jẹ́ ohun tí ó tọ́.
And if you are close to people who are more highly placed than any of us here.
Tábà wá súnmọ́ àwọn tó yẹ pé wọ́n ga dáradára.
You will know that they do this thing in their home.
Ẹ rí pé wọ́n ń ṣe àwọn wọ̀nyí nínú ilé wọn.
So try to help your wife.
Nítorí náà ẹ máa rí pé ẹ ń ran àwọn aya yín lọ́wọ́.
Try to help your wife.
Ẹ máa ran aya yín lọ́wọ́.
Now let's try and talk now about the responsibility of the woman.
Báyìí jẹ́ wá sọ nípa ti ojúṣe aya.
The responsibility of the woman are principally in three ways.
Ní ọ̀nà mẹ́ta tó ṣe pàtàkì ni ojúṣe aya wà.
The wife is a wife.
Aya jẹ́ aya lákọ̀ọ́kọ́.
And who is a wife?
Káwá ni aya.
Let's look at it from our handout.
Ẹ jẹ́ àwọn onínú ìwé tó wà lọ́wọ́ wa.
Who is a wife?
Taniaya.
A wife? Wife is somebody who is wise in communication.
And to your body, Basoro.
Industrious in homemaking.
And to your lucky God, you need
to be honest in companionship. I stands for somebody who in words, expression, action and practice is demonstrating love, reference, honor, and total submission to the husband. F. Faithful in managing the family resources. Keeping the home environment neat as the supervisor of domestic affairs. E. Excellent in counsel. Virtuous in behavior. Modest and attractive in appearance and caring in hospitality. My dear sister, are you that kind of a wife? And then the second role is that of a mother. You can read it from the handout in your hand. So the three main functions of the wife as assigned by God is to be a wife, a mother, and a housemaker. So as a wife, you must be submissive to your husband in everything. Everything. You must maintain your own position in the house. Your position is that of dominion and influence. If you want to do the work or play the role of the husband, then you are going beyond your boundary. You must submit to your husband in everything. We have talked a lot about sexual relationship. You must satisfy your husband sexually. And you must be romantic to your husband. You must be romantic to your husband. The rule number two is that you must reference, love, and honor your husband. When your husband comes from work, some people will just sit down where they are. God forbid something happened before he comes. If you hear that they say there was accident on the way your husband is supposed to come, I'm sure your mind will not be at rest. But the husband has come home safely. When he is coming home, welcome him with a hug. If possible, give him a kiss. Take the bag from him. And when you do this thing, he will know that he has a wife in the house. A wife that loves, honors, and references him. Do not make your husband angry. There are many of women that can speak provocative words, and they will provoke the husband to anger. And when you do this kind of a thing, sometimes the husband will run away from the house. Avoid pride of life. Pride of life to your husband. When both of you are joined together, you are supposed to respect your husband. Respect your husband. If you get home, go and read the story of Esther. And the woman, she succeeded.
Vashti.
What deposed her from her position
is
pride. So don't show pride. There are some women, because of the position they hold in the office, because they have men under their control, they now feel that their husband in the house too must be under their control. That is office relationship, not in the home. And you make sure that you show reference to your husband. What are the expectations of God? Five things. God is expecting that you build a Christian home. Build a Christian home. What is God expecting from you? God is expecting you to build a holy home. What is God expecting from both of you? God is expecting to build a happy home. What is God expecting from you? God is expecting you to build truthfulness and confidence between yourselves. And finally, God is expecting you to be committed to the marriage relationship. Let me say this and now, that God will hold every husband, God will hold every wife responsible. If you fail God in these areas of his expectation from you, I pray that you will not fail God. In the name of Jesus. What is the conclusion? Let's turn to the more understanding a man and a woman have of responsibilities and obligations of marriage, the better prepared they will be to make the necessary adjustments and build enduring and fireproof materials that will stand the test of time, test of faith, test of love, test of trials by their actions, by their words, by their deeds. What that conclusion is saying is this: if all of us as husband and wife can play our role as husband and wife, then all the tests that are likely to come, we will scale through. And I pray that this will be your portion, in the mighty name of Jesus. I have an assignment for us. The assignment is a simple one, but I plead that you do it. You as the husband, when you get home this night, call your wife. And then both of you sit together. Talk to each other. Tell each other the ways that you have violated your marriage vows. Forgive each other and pray for closer intimacy. Then take your MFM hymn book and sing him 1215. Please try and do it. And when you do it, I am sure that something better will begin to happen in your family. Let us rise upon our feet. Let's rise up on our feet. Let us close our eyes. And we are going to pray. Let us rise up. Let us rise up. Prayer point number one. Many of us are responsible for what is happening in our family. And that is why you are going to pray this first prayer point. Oh Lord,
oh
Lord, deliver me
from
everything in my life that will contribute to my marital destruction. Oh Lord, deliver me from anything in my life that will contribute to my marital destruction. In the name of Jesus, please open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. The second and the last prayer point. I beg you, put it into action. Satan has three agenda for every home.
Satan
to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Satan will not succeed in my home.
Satan will not succeed
in in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray like this. I retrieve my marriage from the journey of destruction. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.